As a child, most of our family vacations involve piling into the station wagon and driving to our grandparents' house. So I'm not sure what was different about 1970. But we got on a plane and flew to Disneyland. It was my first plane ride. In fact, my first stay in a hotel and my first trip to an amusement park. I will never forget walking into those gates. The music, the sights, the sounds, the smells. I know it's a cliche, but it was magical. Even now as a grandfather, I still get chills taking our grandson to a carnival or fair. Just those first few steps inside the front gate, watching his eyes wide with wonder. Well, the theme for this meditation from Psalm chapter 100 is, well, entering the gate, not of Disneyland, but divine gates of heavenly splendor, entering into the even greater gates of God with thanksgiving. But do you ever feel you've lost the wonder of it all? Misplaced the awe of God's majesty? Do you miss feeling amazed entering into his gates? Well, you're in the right place. That is what this time is about. So whether at the beginning or the end of your day, give yourself this gift of 15 minutes of quiet meditation to enter once again into the magical gates of God. Start by taking 3 deep breaths as your eyes drift slowly from open into a soft gaze to finally closed. And rest in this place of sheer amazement, this time of wonder, and a moment of thanksgiving as you enter unto God, Spirit and Son. Prepare by listening and praying through this passage from Romans chapter 12 and respond softly. Heavenly Father, I will enter your gates with thanksgiving. Be constantly rejoicing in hope because of our confidence in Christ. So Heavenly Father, I will enter your gates with thanksgiving. Be steadfast and patient in distress. And Heavenly Father, let me enter your gates with thanksgiving. Be devoted to prayer, continually seeking wisdom, guidance, and strength. And Heavenly Father, let me enter your gates with thanksgiving. Let this time of continuing stillness move you now, without effort, into a time of personal prayer with God. Have you recently felt you've lost the amazement of God? Well, take this time to let God make you aware of his greatness so you can lift up words of thanksgiving. Approach him now in your words, from your heart, and in your time. I'm going to ask you a question, but don't answer it. I just want you to feel the question. So, how often every day do you deeply ponder about God? Don't answer it. Just be mindful of how the question makes you feel. How often do you think about God each day? Well, being mindful is being aware of whatever deflects your awareness away from the presence of God. So take note of distractions the Holy Spirit makes you aware of. Don't feel criticized or condemned. Take a moment to simply note any emotions that detour you from thoughts of amazement entering the gates of God with thanksgiving. as you remain keenly aware of distracting thoughts drifting and floating by in front of you. Be intentional now to focus your mind on the singular presence of God. Concede to the Holy Spirit transforming your mind. Yield to the thoughts of Christ as you center on God. Center too on your breathing. Breathless whispers of awe as you take deep, full breaths from your belly. As you are mindful and aware of your breathing, become mindful and aware of the present wonder of God. Feel no condemnation if thoughts drift back and forth between amazement and indifference. Let any lingering thoughts of apathy remind you to come back to thoughts of, well, divine wonder as you pray with a breathless whisper, Heavenly Father, I will enter your gates with thanksgiving. Center on the sacred word thanksgiving for the next few moments. Fix your heart now on listening to God's word. This, the first of three readings from Holy Scripture. Listen carefully to this psalm written by King David. It's an encouraging song of thanksgiving. So listen and savor each word for you from David through the Holy Spirit from within Psalm chapter 100, verse 4 from the New International Version. To my dear friend in the faith, I give thanks to my God always for you. I pray you enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name always. How did you feel hearing those words from David? What words jumped out to you? Listen once more. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. What images came to mind? Well, be mindful here of your breathing as you take this next minute to linger over thoughts of entering his wondrous gates with thanksgiving. Allow this second expanded divine reading from the New King James Version to be experienced as a prayer, one from you to the Lord, a prayer of thanksgiving. Dear Lord God, it is with great joy and reverent humility that I wish to enter into your gates with thanksgiving and enter into your courts with praise. I wish nothing but to be thankful to you and bless your name. For you are good, your mercy is everlasting, and your truth endures to all generations. And I offer this prayer in your most holy name. Amen. Let your thoughts from this scripture prayer move you once again into a time of personal prayer. For the next minute, model this prayer as you whisper your own prayer of thankfulness, praise, and wonder. listening to this passage now a third time, take this time to ponder what you feel, what you see and hear and experience. As you listen to what moves you from within this wider passage from the English Standard Version. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, well, he is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. So enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generations. What did you experience in that passage? Well, take another moment to consider what moved you the most. And while resting in imaginative contemplation, drift back in time to Jerusalem during King Solomon's reign in the 10th century before Christ. You're in the city, and for the first time, you are seeing the temple. Its massive gates, glistening walls of white-hewn stone, and shimmering pillars of gold. You feel so small looking up at the temple towering 40 feet above you. It is, well, magical. How do you feel stepping into the gates? Walking into the interior courts? How would you describe this to your children? To your grandchildren? To your great-grandchildren? How much more in awe and wonder will you feel walking into the gates of God? Well, take this minute to imagine entering into his gates now with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Take this minute to give thanks to him and praise his name. Stay here for a while longer contemplating, Heavenly Father, I will enter your gates with thanksgiving, centering on the sacred word thanksgiving to guide you through times of apathy. Who do you know that's maybe in a season of apathy? A friend or stranger fighting thoughts of indifference towards God? Well, be mindful of how God might use you to bring wonder back into their eyes as they first see the gates of God. Be watching for unexpected moments you might help someone be thankful for entering them. Ponder that, and when you're ready, whether at the beginning or the end of your day, be mindful of moments to be amazed as you enter God's heavenly gates. Look with expectation for moments to hear the music and the sounds, to see the sights, and smell the sweet fragrance surrounding his gates as you enter. Let him see the thanksgiving in your eyes as you enter, for it will be then and there you will encounter the joy of God. Let me pray this closing benediction over you now, that you enter into God's gates with thanksgiving, enter his courts with praise, and enter his gates with great joy and reverent humility. So the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be that which you encounter now and always. Amen.